to the end zone. Blackman's got the touchdown.
The dress rehearsal on Saturday night felt more like the real thing.
What's up?
The Jaguars made some plays. The offense was pretty entertaining, and the defense showed some flashes.
Brown fumbles the football into the end zone.
Don't tell Jordan Todman these games don't count.
And Todman's going to take it all the way for the touchdown.
While some players solidified spots, others didn't make the cut.
And now we have to make some tough decisions, and it's hard.
Now, one more game remains. Roster spots still up for grabs.
You got a 50-50 chance.
No need to call heads or tails. You flip to the right show. It's Jaguars All Access.
Brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate, NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars.
The Jaguars just got the practice in this morning before the rains came down. A good work for the Jags in a short game week. The team had a walkthrough again tonight and actually just got off the field at Jags headquarters. Head coach Gus Bradley will join us from EverBank Field momentarily. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau, joined as always by Jeff Lagerman. This is your home each Monday night for everything Jaguars. Glad to be with you. Gus Bradley will join us in a moment. Jeff, cuts made on Sunday down to 75 players.
Well, and they don't have to officially be down until 75 until tomorrow afternoon, but they went ahead and they did theirs, and I don't think it was any surprise on any of the names that were on the cut list. They ended up cutting 12 and then put one on injured reserve to get down the required 75. Now, from this point forward, it could get very interesting because the team is always going to be looking to improve the roster.
That's the easy cut. Saturday night, the overall feeling, too, that this team played pretty good, and it was fun to watch.
Well, I really liked it. I liked it for a lot of different reasons. I liked it first and foremost because they did a really good job on Gus Bradley's number one theme, and that it's about the ball. They won the turnover differential, and it gave them a chance to win the ball game. And let's jump right into the top plays from the game the other night. So light 'em up.
Play number three, Justin Blackman. Wow, what a noticeable difference when number 14 is in the game.
He is really good. He's got great body control, and this capped off a 12-play, 90-yard drive, and Justin has been fantastic. Only two games played, eight catches, 96 yards, and the touchdown. It's going to hurt not having him for four games.
Oh, it is. Play number two, Dwayne Grotz. Love this rookie. Second interception in three games.
He's very solid. He's a technician. But you got to get something up front, and they got it from Cedric Marks. Our guest from last week got the pressure, made Michael Vick throw off his back foot. And what an athletic interception by Grotz.
That's called all-access karma. And play number one, Jordan Todman. He has to make this team. 63-yard touchdown run. Give him a roster spot, Loss.
Well, he made one heck of a case, didn't he? I mean, he was over 100 yards, and it was like a 9-yard per carry average.
He's fast.
Very fast, but, you know, it wasn't just him on this play. We're going to break this play down on the smart board because one of the high picks by the name of Jokel made a key block.
Don't celebrate too early now. Xfinity Speed play of the game time. Jags get fortunate, but how about the hustle play by Dwight Lowry, the veteran, to help force this one?
And he never gave up on the play. They call him the closer. Well, this wasn't at the closing moments of the game, but he certainly prevented the Eagles from getting an opportunity at getting points. I mean, that was just a great individual effort, and that's the way the game is meant to be played.
Coaches love plays like that. We are not alone on the show. Speaking of coaches, something different tonight. Gus Bradley, just off the practice field. He joins us right now. Coach, it's a short week. What's the approach for Thursday's game in Atlanta?
We're trying to cram a lot in a short period of time, Jeff. We had a good practice today. We introduced Atlanta. Tomorrow we'll go through some more third down situations, and we'll finish on Wednesday with some red zone.
And Coach, tough day for you in the last couple days because you had tough decisions to make. A number of guys had to get let go. As a coach, for the guys that have given you everything they've gotten, that's got to be very difficult.
It is tough. These guys have been unbelievable. And from the first guy to the 90th guy, and we have great respect. We hold them in high regard, Jeff, for everything they've given to us. And it's unfortunate that we have to make these decisions, but that's life in the NFL as well. But we can still pull for them and hope that they catch on with another team and can extend their career.
Well, Gus, we talked on your TV show a couple days ago about it being all about the ball. You won the turnover battle, and the statistics say if you win the turnover battle, 70-plus percent success rate at winning games.
Yeah, I know. You know what? It was good, though. Our players were, you know, we've been preaching it for so long, so many ops that we've had in preseason and practice. And, you know, but our guys still believe in it, and they understand the importance of it.
Gus Bradley joining us live from Everbank Field right now here on Jaguars All Access. Coach, it's Brent. Cecil Shorts, Luke Joko got back in the action on Saturday night. What did you see out of them, and do you need to see more on Thursday?
Yeah, you know what, with Luke, you could tell that he missed some days in our training camp. But, you know, he's such a good athlete. He's such a student of the game that you could see the more reps that he got, he picked up on things pretty quick. So, you know, we're looking at playing him a little bit more on our last game, preseason game. And with Cecil, too, you know, I think for him, it's a comfort level. You know, he's a strong competitor. He wants to play. And I think just to get him a few reps, just to get him in the right mindset going into next week's important.
Gus, your guard, Will Rackley, left the game. Today you talked in your press conference about it, that he has a chance to be able to play on opening day. Is that true?
Yeah, you know what? You know, we have our fingers crossed, and it's you know, we initially thought it was his knee and then his ankle, and it was at a high ankle sprain. But all test results came back very positive for us. It's a situation where he was walking around in practice today, and we feel good about his opportunity to maybe come back next week.
Gus, this is Brent again. You have mentioned that you guys have been pretty vanilla on defense. You want to see that front four rush. What can we expect out of this Gus Bradley defense? How much will it change from what we've seen here in August to when the regular season rolls around, especially September 8th against Kansas City?
Well, you know, we got to stay true to who we are. We felt like we've tested our rush. We'll get another opportunity against Atlanta. But, you know, this league is all about affecting the quarterback. And we have to find ways, if we have to get creative, you know, even on first and second down to do so. But we're really counting on that rush. But, you know, we have an open mind that we've got to add some things. We may have to. But, you know, we'll see how each game progresses and the game plan, what presents itself.
Oh, I know you got some tricks in your pocket now, Gus, because from what I'm seeing on film now, it's kind of vanilla.
Well, it is. You know what? We preach to our players a culture of execution. And we've got some young players playing back there, and we want to make sure we're good in our base defensive philosophy and our base principles. And we've really stuck to our guns. And at times it showed up when we played pretty well on defense. But, you know, as the season goes on, team's game plan on each side of the ball, it's important we have enough bullets as well.
Gus, we're looking at some shots of you on the sideline right now, and I don't think we got the shot of where the turnover happened that Pruszynski ended up causing, and the official having to run out to the field and grab the back of your shirt trying to pull you back off the field. A little excitement there.
Well, you know what it is. We celebrate the victories within the game, and I think, you know, our team has got a lot of spirit, and I want to promote that. You know, nothing that would get us to the point where we're having a penalty, especially the head coach, but I think it's important for our players to pull for one another, to pull for each other, and, you know, it's okay. It's a game that has a lot of emotion in it, and I want to make sure our players feel comfortable in showing that emotion.
Gus, it's Brent. One more question for you here. How is this coming along? Is it as scheduled? Are you guys going to this process that you're in right now, are you where you thought you'd be as we are at August 26th and heading into the regular season?
You know, coaches, we're over-analytical, Brent. We always take a look at situations, and now in the head coaching spot, you always look at the team and how we're progressing mentally, physically, and where we're at. But I'm very pleased with how our players have performed. I know it hasn't come out in the win column as of yet, but, you know, we really truly believe in the process of getting better, and we trust the results will come, and our players are believing it. Our players are in a really, really good mindset right now, and I think they're really looking forward to the next opportunity that we have in Atlanta, and, you know, so, yeah, I'm very excited about it, very pleased, happy with the whole process.
Gus Bradley live at Everbank Field here on Jaguars All Access. And for appearing on tonight's show, Coach, you're going to receive a limited edition Bueller Swiss watch. Bueller Swiss watches are the official watch of the Jacksonville Jaguars. They are available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. And I know an assistant coach would
Love one of
those. No, not the assistant coach. There's a guy probably in the room by the name of Ryan that probably would like that.
He ain't getting it. You'd probably be seeing it on the sidelines in Atlanta. So I really appreciate it. It's great. You guys have been awesome, and the whole city. We're excited about our team now. I really like our guys' demeanor and how they're handling this whole process, and I just believe in them very strongly, and we're excited about our next opportunity.
I think the entire city and organization feeding off a lot of your energy, too, as well as the job as Dave Caldwell is doing as general manager. Good luck Thursday night. Thanks a lot for taking some time with us tonight here on Jaguars All Access.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much.
All right. Okay, it's time for a little trivia as we head for our first time out here on Jaguars All Access. Here is tonight's question. Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley played free safety at North Dakota State and helped the Bison win the 1988 Division II national title. What other position did Bradley play on that football team? If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com, and you could win a $100 gift certificate from fanatics.com.
Still ahead on Jaguars All Access, it's Jaguars Monday on WOKV. We're going down to the bank to check in with the pride of the Jaguars. Plus, Luke Jokel was back on the field Saturday night. Jeff breaks down a big block from the rookie.
I'm John Osier, and I'm going to tell you why me and the sports director have a little bit of an issue.
But first, here are the Southern Ford dealers, sounds of the game.
Hey, you don't want to play for yourself? Play for the guy next to you.
Play physical from the first snap to the last snap.
Rip the emotion out tonight.
1, 2, 3.
We are ready for the third preseason game.
Dick in some trouble, and it's dropped. Roy Miller.
Henny with all kinds of time.
Blackman makes the adjustment and the catch out of bounds. Henny to the end zone. Blackman's got the touchdown.
Get a turnover, huh?
Second and six from the 40-yard line, and he threw it short, and Dwayne Gratz with the interception.
Oh,
some running room up the middle. Nice cutback by Todman. And Todman's going to take it all the way for the touchdown.
Hey, you come, baby.
The Jags fall to 0-3, but a lot of good things to talk about in that Jacksonville room.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by Everbank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate, Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
What's up?
Yeah, you're looking good out there, man. Is Vic calling it? Okay. You got a 50-50 chance.
How good is that stuff? More from Jason Babin on Jaguars.com this week. Also, you can check out four-game flex packs right now on Jaguars.com. Pick any four home games for just $40 a game per seat. For more information, call 633-2000 or visit Jaguars.com. So once again, those four packs, 633-2000. Go to Jaguars.com to check out tickets and also to check out the Jason Babin Jaguared piece. It'll be up in full on Wednesday. A lot of good stuff up there, including...
He's a piece of work now. Jason Babin is he's a guy that can carry on a conversation on the field with a lot of different people.
He's rejuvenated, too, here.
He really has, and I think they've done a fantastic job of taking care of him. You know, he's not a spring chicken anymore. You know, he's relatively young as far as miles on the tires, but he is older age-wise for an NFL player in his 30s. And when you get into your 30s, you're considered to be an old man. So they've given him multiple days off during the course of training camp, and they're giving him rest even during drills when he is dressed in practice. And that's the thing to do with the old guys. I mean, they've done it with Jason. They've done it with Brad Meester. Heck, look what the Atlanta Falcons did with Tony Gonzalez. He had a virtual training camp.
They're doing it with all the old guys except for you.
70, yeah, well.
Hey, you are watching Jaguars All Access right now. I'm Brent Marno alongside Jeff Lagerman. And thanks again to Gus Bradley, by the way, for joining us right off the practice field moments ago. That part of the show will be up on Jaguars.com tomorrow. We're going back down to the stadium right now to bring in the fellas from the Jaguars Monday radio show, Brian Sexton and Tony Baselli. You are on All Access. What's the hot topic on your show right now?
Generally, our show, and we're just a couple of weeks into this, is Pete Prisco, who's not with us tonight, and Tony Baselli fighting over anything. The last donut in the middle of the table. It doesn't make any
difference.
Where's
the donuts?
They were gone long ago. You know, we have spent most of our time this evening talking about the realistic expectations for this football team, Tony, and where Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley's focus is with the last preseason game heading into the first time that they'll cut the roster together?
Well, it's an interesting situation because you have so many draft picks all the way deep into the draft. They're going to be significant contributors on this team. And I don't know how often you see that in the NFL. Not only that, the bottom half of this roster is something I think you're going to see turned over quite a bit as the season goes on. Jeff and I have had the conversations. You know, is it five? Is it 10 guys that are going to be looking for new, thinking they made this team, and then guys and other rosters right now coming in and joining this ball club? So I think it's going to be a lot of turnover throughout the year because it's a roster that coming into camp had 47 new faces.
Not a lot of starters expected to play, if any, for Atlanta. They're a contender. Jeff and I talked about that earlier today. But we're going to talk a little bit about on this last 45 minutes of our radio program about the real value of this final preseason game. What do you see for Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell, the value of the Falcons game on Thursday?
Well, I think what you're going to find out is who are your special team players. I mean, what can the young guys do, and who's going to fill that, at least for a week or so, the bottom half of that roster? Because you're going to need those guys come opening day against the Chiefs to be on coverage teams, to be, you know, punt, kickoff return, and to contribute that way, which is critical. And we saw in the last couple preseason games, we've struggled a little bit of covering kicks. So that's going to be an important part of the game.
All right, Brent, Jeff, good luck to you the rest of your show. Tony's looking for that donut.
All right, we'll try to get you on there. And I don't know how Jeff Lagerman gets a word in edgewise with you two in the booth. Join the fellas every Monday from 6 to 8 on WOKV for Jaguars Monday. Right now we're going to go over to the Baptist Health Smart Board in the film room. Jeff Lagerman. Jeff, can't wait to see the blocks Jordan Todman had on that big run Saturday night.
It was real nice, and I got to say this. Baselli, you've got a face for radio. All right. Luke Jokel, first-round pick. How was his performance? Some good and some bad. Here's a play against a premium pass rusher, Connor Barwin, who was signed in free agency. Luke Jokel's got to learn here. You got to protect your hands. Well, Barwin ends up getting his hands, but look at the feet of Jokel. Even though he lost his hands getting knocked down, the feet can still recover the body and gave Chad Henne enough time to deliver that ball to Justin Blackmon. Now, they're a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger in the National Football League. Here he is working against Gethers, the defensive end slash defensive tackle. He gives up a little bit of pressure there. That will come. You can allow the pressure in a bull rush, but do not allow a free runner on your quarterback. Now, Jokel had some amazing plays. Just watch his athleticism against Fletcher Cox here. He's last year's first-round pick for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's got great balance. He's got great hands. And the thing that I like most about him, he's got a little nasty in him. Not a lot of left tackles can play right tackle, but Luke Jokel has the temperament to be able to play right tackle. And his best play of the night was on Jordan Todman's 63-yard touchdown run because he cuts down the backside. Watch what he does right here. Little backside cut. It's not just him, but he does a tremendous job. Take a look at that. Down, and then he knocks him down a second time. But not just Luke Jokel. Allen Reisner, the tight end, 2 touchdown catches, but you got to be able to block as a tight end as well, right? Look at the job he does. And then further down the field, Justin Blackmon getting a block for Jordan Todman as well on that long touchdown run. That's the kind of performance that it takes to end up having a long touchdown run. It's not just Jordan Todman's speed. It's a combination of a lot of guys contributing together. All right, still, more to come right here on Jaguars All Access.
I think you can feel this team, man, getting better with every contest we play. It's starting to get better. It doesn't happen by accident. It's good leadership. It's guys buying into the principles and guys promoting the principles within. 1, 2, 3.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. We never know what to expect on this next segment. Time to bring in Johnny O here on Jaguars All Access. John Osier from Jaguars.com is always in the CBEST Ozone.
I'm John Osier with today's Ozone Question. And Dave from Julington Creek, Florida writes, the Jaguars play at Atlanta on Thursday. That's a quick week. What's really the point considering it's the last preseason game? Well, Dave, as you say, quick week. And in fact, tonight, I got to be quick. Air Jaguar leaves in 44 hours. And Brent's sports director, Martineau, has requested I keep his Ozone short so he can get home and pack. So quickly, the week at a glance. Tuesday, quick practice.
We're in here talking about practice.
Tuesday night, quick pack my lucky road robe. Wednesday, quick drive to the airport. And Thursday is game day, and if the starters play at all, they'll be out so quick, Lagemann won't have time to cross them off his flip card. And that brings us to what this week is really about, the battle for jobs, which is one thing that, quite rightly, won't be quick. Guys fighting for the final roster spots will play a lot, at least the whole second half. And the decisive discussion between Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell then begin. And those won't be quick or rushed either. The roster spots are important, but there's awareness, too, that these are the dreams and careers of guys who have given a lot the last few months. That you don't hurry. Now, what you can hurry, as I've been forced to learn, is an Ozone All Access segment. And I'm being encouraged as we speak to wrap things up. But you know what? Brent Martineau, Mr. Television, you don't own me. I'm the Ozone. And if I want to...
Lagemann's coming after you again, man. On my behalf, more from the OzoneJaguars.com right now. Let's send you to break with more from Jason Babbitt, Jaguar.
How many plays was that drive? We got to rotate.
This is Jaguars All Access.
30 seconds left. Gatorade Prime headlines tonight. Jags already made their cuts. Game in Atlanta Thursday, and they've got another cut coming.
Well, and that cut on Saturday, they got to be in by 6 p.m., and they've got to be down to 53. And, Brent, fans better watch the waiver wire. There's going to be some change, I think, with this football team.
There'll be a lot of moves. For Absolutely. Jeff Lagemann, I'm Brent Martineau. We have to say so long. Thanks to Gus Bradley for joining us from down at Everbank Field. We'll see you Thursday night from Atlanta. Have a good night, everybody.